Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. I am so pleased that you have taken time to tune into our program this morning. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today, Thursday. With me in the studio since Monday has been Diana Jennings, and Diana is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with young children. She works with teens. She works with individual adults, does a wonderful job. She is one of our main directors of our different departments. She is currently active in kind of overseeing some of our off-sites. She is just one busy lady, but she has made time in her schedule to be with us. So welcome, Diana.
Good morning, Christina.
I'm wearing you out by talking about everything that you do.
It does sound like a lot.
Well, it is a lot. And we have been announcing since Monday that we have opened two new locations. Mm-hmm. You have had your hands in all of that. So I feel like I need to turn it over to you to share with our listeners about these locations.
Our exciting news. Perspectives is expanding once again, and we have opened offices in Clarkston and in Plymouth. And so now we are in the north area, if you will, and like I like to say, the south, but it's kind of southwest. But Plymouth and Clarkston, very excited to have that news.
So when we think about now five locations, mm-hmm. we have our Troy campus at the Big Beaver and Crooks intersection right off I-75.
Yes.
We have Sterling Heights over there at 17 and Ryan.
Right. We've got our west office in Novi, Novi Road, just south of 10 Mile.
Yes, and now these are with Plymouth and Clarkston. Could you give us a cross streets?
Sure. So Clarkston is on Clarkston Road at Baldwin and Clarkston. Mm-hmm. And then Plymouth is on South Main Street, just 1.5 blocks south of West Ann Arbor Trail.
So we have, you know, when I think of almost like the Star of David, you know, we've got
yes,
we
boom,
have
boom,
really
boom, boom.
Just
yes, we're hitting all of those corners and
that,
directions.
That is so just wonderful, and we want to make sure our listeners do know, as our phone number comes up at the break as well as at the end of our program, that if you're interested in scheduling or talking about the Clarkston and Plymouth new locations, to call the Troy number.
Right, that number will be available for them to access the services at Clarkston and Plymouth.
Which leads me to my next question.
Okay.
Which we have asked that question since Monday. The services that are provided at mm-hmm. these two locations, as we looked at children, adolescents, our adults, and I have a question about our elderly.
Oh, yes.
What types of services? When we think of elderly, uh-huh. that's, you know, I'm not sure if I'm in there yet, but
okay.
I'm approaching it. But this is a very specific population that we absolutely treat and see at our Troilo campus and Troy location and our Sterling Heights and Novi.
Mm-hmm.
Will we be seeing and treating the elderly at our two new locations?
Absolutely. So we will be treating the young, the teens, the adults, and definitely the elderly at Clarkston and Plymouth. We have clinicians that specialize in all of those areas. And if you are in that elderly population or you know somebody that's in that population, please feel free to refer them to services if they live closer to Clarkston or if they live closer to Plymouth.
So my next question, as we started Monday morning mm-hmm. talking about treating children beginning at 3 years old.
Right.
And you convinced me, as you have in the past, that we certainly are equipped and trained to treat young children.
Right.
What type of services do the elderly need? I mean, you know, well, they've lived a good life and they might have some physical health issues.
Right.
Which certainly that's not in our area.
Right.
So mental health issues, what are we looking at with our elderly?
You know, there are, when you mention about the physical health issues and certain complications that can occur later in life can also have related mental health issues. So there are many, many physical health problems that have related anxiety with them. Mm. There are many physical health issues that have depression related with them.
Mm-hmm.
They can cause somebody to feel more depressed. One of the things that I think about right away would be dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And that can definitely cause and have symptoms that are related to depression, and some withdrawal and some depressed mood. And if the elderly is dealing with restrictive movement and that or a restricted ability to move, let's say, in the community, there are many mental health issues that could be related to that.
When we really do think about our elderly, and I know we're coming up on a break, so we'll come back, but there are numerous diagnoses that I don't think that we in our fast-paced world really stop and think about. So we'll talk more about that when we come back.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem, and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Diana Jennings about our new announcement of our two new locations, Clarkston and Plymouth, and that we are equipped there as well to treat our elderly clients that do come in. But the question, what do they struggle with? And you mentioned a lot of the physical issues can develop into mental health issues.
Right.
And it, as I'm listening to you, Diana, medications that they mm-hmm. have to take because of physical issues, often have side effects that affect mental health. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, that's a fair statement, absolutely. So there can be concerns with developing some depression given the medications that they're on, sometimes developing anxiety as well. Memory issues mm-hmm. Can be something that's affected by the medications or the physical health issues that they have. So there's a lot of nuances when you're dealing with the elderly and their related issues.
And I would think, without exception, grief and loss.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? Not just the grief and loss of, you know, a spouse or a loved one, but think about grief and loss of your former life, mm-hmm. your former lifestyle. Yes, exactly. I'm elderly. I used to drive, and now I can no longer drive. I've lost my, what I relate to my independence mm-hmm. and my freedom. I used to just get in the car and drive wherever I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And now somebody else is telling me, you can't do that anymore. Maybe it's my children, my adult children that are telling me that I can't drive anymore. And so that can also lead somebody who's elderly to, you know, have that kind of withdrawal and, mm-hmm. and depressed mood. And
it leads to, and, you know, you and I have both read the stats.
Mm.
The
yes.
assumption is that suicide rate is the highest among our teens.
Mm.
How would you respond to that?
I'd say that's inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
The highest suicide rate is actually with elderly males.
And that just, when you say that, even I know that.
Yeah.
But it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Because we have so many programs out there designed to intervene for our teens.
Mm-hmm.
We have education, giving education, psychoed. We're helping schools try to identify teenagers that are depressed or anxious or might hurt themselves.
Right.
But yet our elderly who have a tremendous amount of loss in their life, the loss of their former life. They have mm-hmm. isolation. They lose their spouses. They come to an end where they think, well, you know what? I've just lived enough life.
Right.
I don't like what I'm doing now.
Right.
And we are seeing the highest rate among male elderly and then mm-hmm. second among our women.
Right. Absolutely.
And yet I don't know that as a society we really spend a lot of time acknowledging.
I know it doesn't seem like maybe there's as much focus there, and obviously mm-hmm. there should be,
mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. And it's a population that, you know, maybe doesn't seek treatment as often as they should. You know, I'm thinking about children and teens. They come in because there's somebody that's bringing them in, and
yes.
they're pushing them in. And so we see quite a few mm-hmm. children and teens come in. And then the adults, like we were mentioning yesterday, they might come in secondary because they're already there for somebody else. But who's bringing the elderly in?
Well, that brings me to the caregivers.
Okay.
Sometimes they need to come in.
Wow. So there's a population full of stress and anxiety and sometimes depression. And we do have to laugh about it or else
I know
we will
it.
Cry.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but it is that we forget our elderly, but we forget the caregivers.
Yes.
So, I've been one.
Yeah, absolutely. So
and
those adult
that burden.
Children, let's talk about those adult children who are now stepping into the role of caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be parented by this person, and now the roles are flipped, and they're having to parent this person that always was a representation of, you know, a strong parenting figure, and now more childlike,
mm-hmm.
or now not responsible for their functioning. And that adult child usually has a family that they're trying to take care of, little ones and then older ones, and they're kind of stuck in the middle, and there's so much burnout. Caregiver
yes.
burnout is a real thing. And that, boy, if they're able to come in and seek services themselves, we have a lot of help that we can provide for them.
And I think
compassion.
That's what we're trying to do this week is certainly we are excited about these two new locations, Plymouth and Clarkston. But we want to make sure our listeners, who so many of them are faithful listeners,
mm-hmm.
Help spread the news that we have added locations with full services
right.
to children, to adolescents, to adults, to our precious, precious elderly,
mm-hmm.
to those adults that are caught in the middle, the sandwich generation pretty much still taking care of teenagers and mom or dad, that we are there. And God has just provided a way for our services just to expand.
Right.
So I want to encourage our listeners to visit us at our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. The information on these two new locations will be posted there. Our number is coming up shortly here. Remember that if you want to reach or schedule a time for Clarkston or Plymouth, to call the Troy location, and then we'll answer any questions you have.
Great. Absolutely.
Can you be with us tomorrow?
I will.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.